David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacey Chalemi from The Advisor. And today I'm very excited because we have one of our podcast team members here. He has a podcast on our channel, and he is part of our podcast community. He has a great channel that brings a lot of good ideas for mindset and positivity. And today he's here to talk about learning how to look at the negative things that occur, the obstacles in our life, and actually not look at it as a negative thing, but look at it as a positive thing. So when we have obstacles in our life, it doesn't necessarily have to be negative. And he's going to show you how to overcome obstacles and find the positivity in each obstacle that occurs in your life. And so today we have our good friend and our podcaster, Sean Robinson. And hello, Sean. It's great to have you here again. And I'm very excited to learn how to overcome obstacles and how not to look at obstacles in such a negative way, because many of us tend to do that sometimes. We go through so many obstacles in life that we tend to sometimes our mindset changes when it shouldn't, but we look at obstacles as a kind of blow to the ground. And sometimes it can make us feel, you know, or think negative. And it doesn't have to be that way, that we could actually look at obstacles that is a positive thing. And so tell us a little about your theory and how you deal with obstacles and how you actually turn something that could be negative into a positive.
Well, first, thanks, Stacey, for having me back. It's always good to see you again. And the theme about obstacles and thinking about them in a positive way, and even the way that we associate an obstacle automatically as a negative, it's something that we can't get away from. You know, we're going to run into different things. These challenges will come, but it's not always bad things. You know, a challenge might be how to navigate that positive thing in your life that's coming. It could be that, you know, that child that's coming, you're expecting. It could be your marriage, your wedding is coming up. Like, the things that we stress about, the obstacles, if you will, don't always have to be some traumatic event. They don't have to be at a loss. It can be something that's now introduced and something that's for the better of you and your family and your life. But it's a change. It's enough of a difference in the routine that you have and the structure that you've built to throw you off. And, you know, whether you're going back to old habits, old routines, and I've experienced some of this lately, if you're going back to some old habits, routines, or, you know, are you creating new bad habits and routines from this?
Right. You know, I think a lot of people tend to get overwhelmed with life because there's so much going on in their own lives. And when negative things occur, they just automatically, or I should say obstacles, not negative things, but when obstacles occur, they associate it with a negative and they get stressed out, they get anxious, they get anxiety, you know, they start looking at the negative aspects instead of just looking at it and say, okay, what did I learn from this? How did this make me a better person? How am I going to use this to better myself? And, you know, there's certain ways like we could look at things in life, and we don't have to always look at things in a negative aspect, because I think, you know, a lot of times obstacles come our way. I really do believe to make us better people and to teach us things. And, you know, I think instead of looking at things in a negative aspect, to look at it as a positive aspect. And I think sometimes when you think positive, you're bringing positive energy into your life, and then positive things do happen. And, you know, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I agree 100%. The things that come into our life, we have to, you know, program ourselves to think about it in a way that is more productive and is more like that, where, you know, what is this moment trying to teach me? What is this going to do for me? And there's definitely a challenge with that. You know, if it's at, you know, God forbid, a trauma or a loss, you know, it's maybe hard to figure out in that moment what that's trying to teach you. And you may not ever find it. You may not find out for years later. It might be like, oh, okay, this is what I've learned in that moment, because you're finding a similar moment down the road. You're like, oh, you know what? I did this then. I bet you this is going to work for me now. or you know what you didn't have that wasn't productive, then how you reacted to a situation that you know if it comes around again, you're ready for it.
Right.
It is about that, like how you approach that obstacle, that incident, and you know what you learn from it. The positivity around it is using that as a teaching moment, and seeing how you can get over that and to a better place, or to a, you know, a more positive result, or use it in your you know arsenal to you know build from and be ready for the next one.
Right. I think, I think you have a good point there. Like, and if you start looking at it and you start like really, gaining strength from your, I always say that, think, well, things, when obstacles come our way, they make us stronger as people. And, you build resistance and resilience. And, I think if you look at it where you start to, take what you've learned and you learn how to make that, yourself a better person, you're also overcoming it, I think, helps yourself. Self-esteem, and when your self-esteem is higher, that's when the resilience comes in, and that's when you become a stronger person, and you start to learn how you can, conquer these obstacles.
Yes, definitely.
So, in your life, like, how have you taken, these obstacles in your life, and how have you, what are some of the steps that you do to actually make yourself, not fall into the trap of looking at obstacles that is a negative way?
I think the biggest thing, and this has been basically some ups and downs of my growth over the last few years. You know, we've talked in other episodes about some of the early challenges and coming over, you know, an old mindset of this is how I have to be and this is how I have to live, to a point where I'm at now. And I think a happy place I found myself is in just being better than yesterday, or just doing something. And you know, it doesn't have to be that I'm looking at that 100% level being, you know, someone else's 150%. You know, I may be able to give different versions of 100% each day. And that's
Yeah.
normal. But for me, it was just about this in the back of my mind saying, I just have to be moving forward. And
Right.
sometimes moving forward is just not going back to an old place, isn't doing an old routine, or isn't doing something like, you know, if you're not eating fast food, don't eat it 2 days in a row. You know,
Right.
the saying of don't miss the gym twice. You know, it's moving forward is just catching yourself when you're seeing a bit of a dip in your progress, and realizing that no, if I don't get back on this now, then we'll be back in that place, or we'll be in a different place. And for me, in the last little bit, you know, and thinking about obstacles and not thinking about them negative, like
Yes.
I was promoted at work, and then I had my kids are starting soccer and different sports events, and just busyness is picking up, and those are natural things that happen, but they were happening and it was enough to throw me off of a routine. It was enough to throw me not back into a place where I was, but you know, outside of that habit of eating the best way that I can and exercising the best way I can. And while I still maintained that progress and still maintained that the attitude that I need to be moving forward, life happened, and it happened in a positive way, but it affected me in a way that I needed to, you know, get back on again. And I've definitely found some of the techniques I've learned with, you know, not doing, like I said, not missing the gym twice, or those, that concept of moving forward and continuing growth to help me get through some of those challenges.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing, is that when you have so much going on, it's good to just really, look at it and figure out ways that you could actually, keep on track, because it's so easy to get off that line, like you try to walk that straight white line, when you have so many things going on. You have sport events, you have work, you have, if your family and your wife and or your partner and this and that, and you can, and the list goes on. And it can be overwhelming for a lot of people, and it could easily throw you off your game, because, that's when work-life balance comes in. And when things start to get off, that's when you start feeling drained and you can't focus well. And, and that's when, that's when the obstacles actually start to make their way in.
Yeah, and then you could also have, you also have what relationships are affected by that too, because if in my example, if I'm not ready to be involved with my kids' sporting events, or or whatever, what does that do to that relationship? You
Right.
know, so by having some flexibility in basically the grace that I give myself
Yeah.
to have an off day, or to have, you know, a bit of a dip in my progress, it's not at an expense that I'm not showing up for my kids' events, or that I'm
Right.
not, you know, continuing that growth somewhere else and taking the courses and doing the things I'm working on. Because at the end of the day, we're not built to multitask. Anybody that says that they can multitask, we can all do a couple things at a time, but that doesn't mean we're doing them as well as we can. Doing a few things at a time, we can do a few things at a time okay. We can't do them great, you know. So we have to focus on one thing at a time. And when we're focusing on too many things at a time, like do exercising, eating better, you know, working on your career and home life, like there's always going to be something you're focusing better and more on than the other. And you know, you have to have some flexibility and some grace for yourself, because you can't do everything well all the time.
No, you definitely can't, you know, and you have to like, you know, you can't be Superman or Superwoman. You have to really sometimes, you know, take, you know, do the best you can. You might be able to juggle a couple things, you know, but like you said, the more you juggle, the less effective it becomes, because it's very hard to give something your all if you're spread out in so many different places.
Yeah, and you can only maintain that for so long. You know, you can do that for an X amount of period. Everybody's going to be different, but there's going to come a point when it's just too much. And
Yes.
then what happens? Have you ruined a relationship? Have you gotten in a position where, you know, things start to suffer at work, or your family's not happy? Like, what have you allowed that to become
Right.
because you didn't have a rest day, or because, you know, you didn't give yourself that grace to say, okay, well, you know what? I've missed the gym today, but I got to watch a movie with my kids, or I got to build that relationship, or
Yeah.
whatever you've been able to do instead, because then tomorrow you're going to do that other thing. You know, you could do a lot of things at the same time. I was working on so many different things at the same time,
Yeah.
and maybe today is one, tomorrow's the next. It's about spreading it out. So it's not about multitasking. It's more about focusing, doing that deep work on that one item,
Yeah.
and giving it the attention that it deserves.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I think that's the best way to go is, and I think it's good to like organize your priorities too. You know, sometimes like we tend to get off base, you know, when we're going through obstacles, you know, you could actually take a deep breath, maybe do a little meditation, and then look at the obstacle and try to break it down and think about, okay, how, you know, how do I solve this? You know, this is, and think to yourself in a positive way. We all go through problems in life. You know, everybody gotta go through these problems. And then if you realize everything that we've gone through in life, we've always come out okay at the end, you know. So it, you just, you know, trying to look at that specific obstacle and then just figuring out, okay, how do I get over the hump? How do I, you know, how do I overcome this? And, you know, and maybe just like taking, you know, a piece of paper or go in a journal and kind of break it down on like what you could do little by little to make this better.
Yeah, definitely. And the journal is a key tool for that, because we can't remember everything either. You know, there might
No.
be a moment where we've handled it a certain way, and we've dealt with it a certain way, and then years pass and we're pretty sure we've seen this before. Can't say for sure how we've dealt with it, and we're almost relearning it all over again. And not
Yes.
to say that you can, you know, track exactly where you wrote this thing down, but if you had notes somewhere, if you had video diary, any kind of version of that,
Yeah.
at least you might remember it a bit better, because you've written it down, you've purposefully, you know, demonstrated that in a format that you've at least repeated it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because if you've only got your memory you're working with, it, you're a lot less likely to remember it. But then, like we said earlier, like you can then handle that either the same way or differently than you did before.
That's very true. And I love when we journal, because even like when we journal, you know, you could always too like look at the obstacle, and also at the same time, after you're looking at the obstacle and figuring out, okay, what are the positive things from this obstacle and how do I overcome this obstacle? You could also look at gratitude too and think about, you know, all right, this isn't so bad. I have X, Y, and Z, you know, so I have a, you know, a great life because X, Y, and and Z. I have, you know, these people in my life, you know, and that sometimes can boost morale up, which can make the obstacle not feel as bad or severe as it, you know, you might have anticipated in the beginning.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I'll add is there's a great book by Ryan Holiday called The Obstacle Is the Way. And it was very influential for me. It was when I started reading and getting into more books and more of that development space. It was one that came at the right time for me, because a lot of the obstacle is the way is the thought about approaching those challenges. Or if you're not challenged in life, if you're not challenged and you don't come across these things, then you're not going to learn from them, and you're not going to grow, and you're not going to build. And it's almost like always taking that easy path and having all these things handed to you. In the end, you know, you're not going to have the tools to be able to create it for yourself. So having this book as a great resource, it kind of gave me a different perspective to realize that if I approach a challenge, if I approach something that isn't easy, it's probably because it's the right way for me to go. It's the right thing I needed to learn at that time. It's the right, you know, it's coming at the right time to be able to prepare me for what that next obstacle, what that next challenge might be. Very highly recommend that and a lot of other Ryan's work.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Yeah, I think that's great, you know, because I like how he mentioned, you know, that, you know, obstacles are good because they help you grow and they help you, they make you a better person, basically, you know, because it, like you said, if you have everything handed to you, you know, you're not going to appreciate, you know, the certain things in life, and you're not going to be able to learn how to grow and handle certain situations, because if you have people always around you, you know, saving you and handing everything to you, when push comes to shove and you do have an obstacle and there's no one around to help you, are you going to know what to do? Are you going to know how to handle it? You know, can you turn that obstacle into a positive thing? You know, and that's one way. If we can put a positive mindset and we can think of the positive out of everything that happens in our lives that may not be that great, we can overcome a lot. We can, and, you know, and I also feel like if you also are, you know, grounded and you are, you know, set in your shoes, that a lot of times, you know, you feel more confident of who you are as a person, and that could help you, you know, with your inner strength, overcome obstacles.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen that transition in my own life, where I went from someone that saw everything as a negative and was very cynical, and saw that, you know, thing come up and that challenge as something that was happening to me. This was happening to me, and there was always somebody that was to blame for it, and there was always some sort of underlying negative thing that I would apply to it. And then, you know, through some training, and this isn't something that you have to go to anyone specific. We can do this at home. You just start to change the way you think about things. I started looking at things a bit differently, and it got me to a point where I could see what something was trying to teach me. I could learn from it. And if I start to change that from, this is someone's fault and this happened because whatever somebody else did, instead of, I'm in this moment and what can I learn from this, and what use can this environment, this situation, this challenge be for me? And it's, you can't go into everything thinking, oh, this is going to help me in 3 years. We don't know. We never know. We never know. But if it's something that's inconvenient, it's something that's challenging, it's something that is probably not going to be fun. And at the end of the day, like we just have to push through. We have to push through. And we're not born with the tools to deal with these things. No. So when we approach these things, whatever this challenge is, whatever the obstacle, whatever the moment is, it's also about knowing that we're not supposed to go through these things together. If it's something we've never dealt with before, how could we be expected to know how to deal with it? Yeah. Right. So a lot of, especially with what I went through, it was like, I felt I had to do that on my own. I felt like I had to figure it out, and I would figure it out, but at what cost? Was it was taking me much longer if I was figuring out at all. For years, it was like I'm just not, like that's somebody's fault. I'm blame, 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 and never deal with it. And instead, when I approach those things, it's like, okay, well, I can't. I don't know how to deal with this. I've not done with this before. What's your circle look like? What does your, you know, what do you, who are you following on social media? What are you reading? What's your intake? Because if you're going through it, somebody else has dealt with it, right? Somebody else in this world, especially in like the generation we're in now, where there's so much written and so much documented and so many videos and all this content, somebody or somebodies have gone through all of the things we're going through right now. So there's an example out there of what was done, and we can relate to a version of that, guaranteed. So when we approach these obstacles, when these things happen, different challenges, do some research, look it up. Don't just run for the prescription or whatever that is. You can absolutely, I absolutely went and looked into the kinds of things once I found that confidence, and once I felt like I could be in more control of it and be, you know, better, more positive about it. I just went and I started doing more research, and it was amazing the things I would find and the things I would try.
And I think it's great that we have so many resources. Sometimes, the internet could work against us, but it also could work for us, and like you said, there has always been someone out there that suffers, or been through something like we went through. And it's refreshing, when you can find the right resources and the people who have a good following or a note, their name is known because they have given so much positive and good reinforcement of advice. Those are the people you want to listen to and get ideas. And a lot of times you could look at these videos or you could read the content like, wow, I feel like that too, or wow, that's what I'm going through, and to be able to have someone else's advice is great also.
Yeah, and most of the well, and podcast networks are great for this, because you know anybody that's going to come and talk about any sort of theme like this, like I mentioned Ryan Holiday, there are so many resources that people naturally will drop when they're talking about it, because that's where they've picked it up, or that's an example that was used that maybe they related to a bit more. And whether, like, no matter who you're listening to, there you'll always find, I found when I was listening to whoever, there'd be name drops and other books, and there'd be other content. And you know, if I used to follow a ton of meme pages and, you know, funny stuff and sports stuff, and you know, I kind of phased away from a lot of that. Not that I don't look at some of that stuff anymore, but I definitely phased away from that and into some of these people that are posting this stuff and the people that they've recommended and gone down quite a rabbit hole of this content. And I've found that everybody that's talking about this stuff and everybody that's sharing their experiences has someone that they're quoting, someone that they're relating to, and you'll find that material. And I bet you'll find, if you get in that same rabbit hole that I went down, a lot of that is going to be just as helpful.
And if you consistently think positive, you're going to see that your positive energy will really draw in positive people. If you're thinking negative, you're automatically going to surround yourself with negativity and negative people. It just always happens. And by thinking positive and really looking at the obstacles and taking a positive out of every obstacle that occurs, you'll find that, you'll be surprised. But if you look around, you'll start to see that the people that you're around are similar to you. So when you change your attitude and you change the way you look at life and you start doing things differently, you'll start to notice that your friends, will change and you'll start to see yourself journey with other people with similar beliefs and similar, attitudes.
Yeah, that will, I think, will happen naturally, because you just will find, I found myself, but people, I think you'll find yourself not agreeing the same way that you used to. You start to see like the difference in, like, wow, I used to really advocate for that, or I used to really feel that way. And I think just thinking positive, it isn't like a light switch, right? It's not like one day we wake up, and even though, you know, it may seem like this when we reflect back on it in hindsight, but like it isn't like one day, like I'm just gonna be more positive today. you kind of have to build up to that, because the second these things come up, it's like, oh, well, you look at this positive person that's full of smiles and encouraging everybody. And while, some people are naturally that way, I think a lot of us, we build to that point. You know, it's something that, you build, you get more confident as you start to think more positively. You start to just present yourself differently. You're open to for different perspectives. You're sharing things differently. Your tone comes out better. Your presentation, all of the things start to translate. And to your point, you absolutely attract a different type of person than you who you used to be. Speaking for myself, who I used to be, I started to attract different people, and you start to build different relationships, and you're having different conversations, and what you can bring to that environment from maybe where you used to be or how you used to think, you start to build a lot of that. Then it does. You start to think more positively. You start to feel more positively, and even thinking about, approaching a challenge with a different mindset, with what can this teach me? How can I get through this? And even if you don't figure that out until later, at least you know that approaching that, you say, I will soon know what this means to me. I will know how I can use this to a future advantage.
Yes, definitely. And I feel like the power of positivity is an art. It's an art form that you have to learn. And there's steps to be, it to drive you to that point. Little by little, you have to, once you start feeling good about yourself, that's when little by little, you'll start to see increasements in how you feel about yourself overall. And then you'll start to see that you'll start to look at things positive because you'll start having a positive frame of mind, and you'll start doing things in a different way, which will enhance your positivity.
Absolutely. And then you're not looking at people who get that promotion or who get that happy good thing in their life and feel negative because you're not happy for them. You're upset because you don't have it. You look at it differently, because and when we realize that
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
There is no cap to success. There's no cap to growth. There's no cap to who can be, millionaires and who can't. So if you're looking at somebody that's seen some form of success, that doesn't mean that you can't have it. Maybe you don't get it the same way that they do, but nothing says that you can't have that. There's no cap. There's no cap to it whatsoever. And I think, and I used to think this way, if I knew this person or someone close to me was successful, that meant that I couldn't have it because, proximity. There's just so many of those people in the same environment, and the different things that we think about, it was like, if so and so has this, I can't. Well, you absolutely can. And then you can cheer for that person. You can start to be happy for those people that have found that, because in your point of attracting that, when you become more like that, you're going to attract that, and with those people and with that environment, those things will come to you too. The universe has a funny way of making those things work, right? It's more about cheering for each other and encouraging each other, realizing that there's nothing saying you can't have it too, rather than sitting in like your own different dark cloud and feeling like a victim or something.
Now, if you had to take everything that we learned today and you had to summarize it, what are some important factors that you want people to really realize about this conversation?
I think when we speak about obstacles, we have to realize that, as we said, there's nothing saying positive things aren't still an obstacle. That promotion, that marriage, that a lot of the things that we celebrate and we're happy about, there's still an obstacle in a certain way. So positive things can be obstacles too. And whether they're positive or negative, we have to see what these things teach us. What are we learning from these that are going to help us be better for the future?
Yes.
And better for the future could be that we're not doing things the same way, or that we're doing them completely different, right? Whatever that
Right.
means. So I would say approach positive things just the same as negative things, as far as challenges and obstacles, and more of a learning moment. What are we learning here? What is this teaching us? How can I get through this? How can I be better? And with that mindset of how can this teach me? What can I learn? Go into it with a positive attitude, because you're not looking for it as a way to knock you back these few steps. You're looking at it as that learning moment. So this is
Yeah.
happening to me because it's going to teach me this and this and this. And in hindsight, because you're thinking about this later, oh yeah, when I went through that, this is what I learned. And you know what? I used that here, here, and here. And the things I learned there brought me to this point.
Right.
So all of these things that happen, the obstacle is the way. I believe that. And just using what we run into as these learning moments and these positive things to bring us to a future better us.
Yes. Oh, definitely. I like that a lot. Now, where can people find you on the website?
So my website, seanrobinson.ca. All my content's linked through there. I've got several of our podcast series, and then I have other podcasts posted on there. My YouTube, TikTok, everything's linked through my website. It's probably the best place. There's a contact me page there. Everything comes direct to me, and I respond to everything that comes in. So anybody that wants to reach out, get some feedback, if you're looking for coaching, let me know. And I've definitely gotten into a lot of that stuff with a lot of this content. And our series, several different topics, from parenting to, my habitual relationship with drinking, and my book that I wrote about that, and journaling. All of these things are all showcased in all my content.
And can you tell everybody the title of your book and where they can find it?
So my book is Going Dry, My Path to Overcoming Habitual Drinking. It's a year from my life at the end of 2020 to the end of 2021. To basically showcase from my journaling, where a transition period from a very toxic fixed mindset to very growth minded and supportive. It's a very catalyst for me for change, and it's really an example of a very vulnerable point for me that I've tried to put out for someone like where I was, that maybe doesn't feel like they need that help, needs to fix it themselves. Can't rely on anybody, doesn't know how to go about it to give them that confidence to change. And like I said about content and what we're going through, there's another version out there that's similar. That's just an example of what I've been able to try and give back.
That's amazing. Now, if with your services, they can find all your services listed on your website and they can contact you and ask you questions.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an interactive website. Everything that I have is there, and all my links. I post videos, my TikTok weekly, inspirational content themed. This week I did one about patience, and just what patience means to our development. Every week, through my website, there's a newsletter, an email newsletter. I put out content and showcase some, showcase a podcast, showcase a theme, my themed video, and then post some other. Things I write and stuff. So there's definitely a lot of content, and it's all free. There's no cost to what I post on the website and what I have there.
Awesome. This has been great. Now, I'd like to thank you so much for, coming on the show today. I think this is really important because I think people, they tend to look at obstacles as a negative thing. And I think it's really important that we look at it as a positive thing because a lot of positive things can come out of obstacles. And so we shouldn't, when an obstacle comes, get all freaked out. We should actually, you know what? All right. What's the positive things that could happen through this, and really, take a deep breath and just break it down and just learn how to just move forward and grow from it. Just like you said, grow from it, because that's what it's all about. When we go through obstacles, we grow as a person, we become better at it. actually a better person. So very good point today. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I really enjoyed this episode.
Yes, no, thank you very much. And I think just know those positive moments, those happy things can sneak up on us. We don't realize that they can set us back too. So, you know, don't let the happiness and the good things kick you back. Because, you know, I know I went through a bit of it, but, you know, I'm back on it and never really lost the ground that I had made. So
exactly.
Just know that these things come up and you just have to push through.
Exactly. 100%. Thank you so much, Sean. This has been amazing.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.